Whether it's standing in line for hours at a Harry Potter premiere or willingly signing up for a performance that openly intends to deceive its audience, people just can't get enough of magic.
Raise your right hand. I promise not to expose the secrets of magic. All right, well, welcome to Magic 201.
Richard Hatch, the Cache Valley lecturer for the Summer Citizen classes Magic 101 and 201, said magic's deception has caught the interest of a new group.
So neuroscientists are interested in what it is about the way our minds work that allow us to see something and misinterpret it in such a way that it seems impossible in a wonderful way.
He said the key to understanding might be found in the history of deception itself. And in his Magic 201 class, he dove right in.
The question is, let's look at another thing of heroes. We kind of don't, right at this ancient period, have a good definition of what magic is, so maybe we should start with that. So for the purposes of this class...
But instead of uncovering the secret of magic, Hatch said he hopes a better understanding of magic's origin will prepare his class to be a better audience.
I think they'll have a better appreciation for magic as a result of this, so that they'll get greater enjoyment from other performances they have a chance to see, partly by knowing the tradition, so you can see that guy's doing something original, it's not the same as everybody else. He's not playing the same piece, or he's playing it differently, or recognize that particular piece of magic takes a great deal of skill that they might not have recognized, because a lot of magic is learning to hide the skill to make it look effortless.
Tom Shutt, a student in the class, said he enjoys the historical element.
I'm a kind of a history buff anyway, so history of magic, history of Egypt, history of Europe, whatever, it's all good to me.
Another student, Richard Zesch, said while he enjoyed learning history, the rest of the world's interest lies in recreating the deception.
I think everyone has a little bit of interest in doing a few tricks. I do a couple bad ones, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
And as long as someone has an impossible trick to share, the love for magic is promised to thrive.
Take a bow. You guys did great. Thank you.
Brianna Bodily, UPR.